Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguistov team.
If you want to practice and improve your English in a fun and creative way, please visit our website www.linguistov.ru.
And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
Well, for me, today is the unique experience in respect of podcasts, because I must admit I am a little bit drunk.
I love it. I love the beginning of our
podcast. Yes. I have had a couple of glasses of wine with my friends. Mm-hmm. We drank to good things, such as health, the successful completion of the session, to our masculinity, of course, but this isn't going to affect our conversation in any negative way, but maybe it's in some positive ways.
Okay.
So, on the scale from 1 to 10, 1 being not drunk and 10 being very drunk, how much would you give?
2.7.
Oh. Okay, that's good.
Well, that's from your perspective.
this perspective is the most interesting.
I see. Your sister came to Petersburg. And right now we're not together, yeah? Although we're in the same city, but we talk through different places. You're actually very popular currently, so you have a lot of guests. And
yes, I think I should actually rename my accommodation into hostel.
Probably, yeah. You have to charge them.
I definitely have to charge them. I should think about the prices. Yeah, my most welcomed visitor this days is my sister. This is her first time in St. Petersburg, and I hope she liked our today's journey around.
What did you do?
We walked in the center. Saw some most famous historical places. I tried to tell her everything I knew about these places. I don't think she actually remembered any of the information I told her, but hopefully she did. And we also took a boat trip, like a boat excursion, which was actually very nice. I liked it very much, but again, too much information, and it lasted for 1 hour. But you get tired of the guide after the first 10 minutes because you don't even digest the rest of the information after the first 10 minutes. But it was very beautiful.
What did you say? Is she mopping the floor? What kind of guest is she?
Well, we were just riding bicycles. We just came home and I told her that I will be busy. And she's very picky about the cleanliness. She said, okay, when I walk out of the shower, can I make sure the floor is clean? And I said, well, you have to mop it then. Because I'm busy. So she said, okay, I'll mop it. So... A good guest. See, you have to train them to be good.
You know, today I was terribly deceived. In the morning I went to the university. There was going to be one of these, what you call it, preparation classes for the state exams. But we waited for 20 minutes, and when the professor appeared, accidentally, it was obvious, he was very surprised to know that we had a class today. And she let us... no, it wasn't she, it was he. He let us go home.
So good you had a day, a free day, when you had an opportunity to get drunk a little bit.
Could have more sleep.
Yeah, but you decided to opt for the company of friends and a few glasses of wine.
Oh.
Good choice. probably the most indispensable member of Linguistov podcast at the moment, the person who covers the relevant news, the man in charge of the most essential part of this podcast, that is recording the whole damn thing, and the Joker, Daniel.
Yay.
She, to paraphrase Spike Lee, ain't Martin Luther King. She doesn't need a dream. She has a plan. Adorable and spontaneous, Asham.
Yay.
And the person who now is a bit cautious with chairs and misses her precious cat, August Landish.
The United States ambassador to Moscow, Ryan Fogel, has been summoned to Russia's foreign ministry to face claims that an American diplomat had been working as a spy. Russia has said it will expel the U.S. diplomat after he was arrested while trying to recruit a Russian agent for the Central Intelligence Agency. He was arrested on Tuesday, declared persona non grata by the foreign ministry, and ordered to leave the country immediately. Fogel was said to be carrying 2 wigs, 3 pairs of glasses, a compass, and a map of Moscow, as well as a knife, lighter, stacks of 500 euro notes, and his U.S. Embassy identification card. The scandal comes at an awkward time in United States-Russia relations. On one hand, the Russian President Vladimir Putin has repeatedly blamed the United States for fomenting discontent with his government. On the other hand, Moscow and Washington have been seeking to strengthen cooperation after the attack on the Boston Marathon, suspected to have been carried out by 2 men from Russia's troubled North Caucasus region. It gets weirder if you believe that Fogel strived to recruit a Russian intelligence officer involved in anti-terrorism efforts in the North Caucasus. The foreign press has reacted sardonically at the detention, calling it a masquerade. The bizarre details of the raid to capture Fogel, however, recalled the scandal of 2006, when Russia said it had caught British spies red-handed using a fake rock able to transmit classified data. Britain initially laughed off the scandal as absurd, but earlier last year, one of Britain's high officials admitted it was true.
A fake rock?
Yes, not music genre, but a rock. A stone.
Okay, so
yes, not some Jomo Lungma, but a little stone.
So was it like a radio or?
I believe it was a camouflaged radio.
And I loved the fact that, what did you say he carried, that American spy? It's like a joke spy.
Yes, he carried 2 wigs, and I watched a video with this detention, and that wig was so hilarious. You should see it. Yes, it was tall and blonde. This video, it lasted for 1 minute, and it was just a series of frames, and they were quite incoherent, and it was absolutely incomprehensible who is who, since some faces were blurred.
It sounds like it is actually staged. It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
But that scandal in 2006 also appeared to have been staged, but it proved true. I believe the truth about this scandal will be revealed.
In how many years?
Later.
In 7 years.
No, in 1 year. That scandal was revealed in 1 year.
Ah, okay.
Oh, no, not 1 year. 6 years. Oh, I'm confusing you. yes, which is quite understandable.
But it's interesting.
It's interesting how it always turns out to be not James Bond style.
I agree with you.
it always is in some awkward way.
We have celebrity news, because gossips, yes, it's not actually gossip, it's something that we read yesterday with Aisha, but I think as you are in charge of the serious part of news, we're getting a little bit shallow, not serious at all. Okay, so Angelina Jolie says she had a preventive double mastectomy. She writes that between early February and late April, she completed 3 months of surgical procedures to remove both breasts. She learned she carried the faulty gene and had an 87% chance of getting breast cancer. And she made the choice with thoughts of her 6 children after watching her own mother die too young from this disease. During the major surgery, breast tissue was removed, and 9 weeks later, she had another surgery to reconstruct the breasts and receive implants.
How much attention revolves around Angelina Jolie's breasts? Not about her personality.
Well, I was not surprised. I mean, although I was surprised to hear that she decided to do that, and she did it after, like, Landish explained me why she did it, and that was probably a very logical and right decision for her. I was more surprised about making it all public. Why did she make it public? I mean, she could have done it secretly, and well, if not secretly, then just don't make it such a big deal.
I think I know why, because she hasn't starred in any film lately, so she decided to remind the society of herself.
Seeking for attention.
You know, some people call it attention whoring.
But do you like her? I say loves her.
But I didn't say I love her. There is only one person I love.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we talk about celebrities, it's Winona Ryder, come on. Mm-hmm. How can you not know it?
Mine is Rachel White.
Who's that?
Yeah, I know her.
When did she appear?
In The Mummy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And Landish's favorite celebrity is?
I don't really know.
I know you like Lana Del Rey when it comes.
But she's not an actress.
When it comes to music, but just name one actress or actor you think is okay.
I think that I respect Demi Moore.
Oh yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Demi Moore is great. I don't remember the movie with her. I don't remember how the movie is called. But I definitely recommend to watch it.
During the previous podcast, I took news about environment, and I liked to cover environmental issues. So one more today. More than 500,000 birds are killed by the USA's wind farms each year, including almost 90,000 hunting birds, such as hawks, falcons, and eagles, according to an estimate published in March in the Wildlife Society Bulletin. Wind farms are clusters of turbines as tall as 30-story buildings with spinning rotors the size of jet liners. Flying eagles behave like drivers texting on their cell phones. They do not look up. As they scan for food, down below, they don't notice the industrial turbine blades until it's too late. Each death is a federal crime. This is a motto that the current administration has used to prosecute oil companies when birds drown in their waste pits, and power companies when birds are electrocuted by their power lines. No wind energy company has been prosecuted, even those that repeatedly violate the law. There was also a proposal made at the urging of the wind energy industry, which would allow companies to apply for 30-year permits to kill a set number of eagles. The danger of such a law is that it may create a precedent which other energy companies, in their turn, may use to argue sentences of the court. Whatever the future holds, if nothing is done there today, the environment will suffer. I chose this article because as I read it, I remembered watching a film about environment and nature. It is called Home. One of the issues covered in this film was alternative energy, the significance of it, and the success of different industries. For me, back then, it was so exciting to watch these turbines and you know, these black panels that accumulate the energy of the sun, and the picture was so beautiful. But then, in a year's time, I accidentally started to read about these alternative power plants, and it turned out that they are not as harmless for the environment as some people think they are. The panels which accumulate the energy of the sun increase the temperature of the air over them quite significantly, and this may affect or is already affecting the environment. And now I read this news about great lot of birds dying every year in the USA alone, and the wind energy is quite popular in Europe.
How many again?
More than 500,000.
Oh my god. Falcons, eagles, who else?
Falcons, eagles and hawks, other avian species, also do get killed.
What are your plans for tomorrow?
My plans for tomorrow?
We'll probably
go to Pushkin or Petrogov. We haven't chosen yet. Mm-hmm. Somewhere where it's sunny and nice. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But we'll probably go either to Pushkin or to Petrogov.
I is always recommend you Pushkin.
Pushkin. So you recommend Pushkin?
Yeah.
And it's decided.
It's a great slogan for some tourist agency. Read Pushkin, visit Pushkin.
Yeah.
Be Pushkin.
Sounds like a surname, Be Pushkin.
It sounds like a verb to me. Like, have you Pushkined yet?
What does it mean?
When you Pushkin, it means that you read Pushkin and you visit Pushkin.
Ah, okay.
So I've been Pushkinning today. Pushkin.
Some people will certainly misunderstand you.
No. Yeah, Landish, would you like to tell about the sofa thing?
Yeah, I want you to tell us about it, Ashay. Please.
Okay, we were recently filming a new YouTube video with another lesson for beginners / elementary students.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to change the scenery a little bit, to change the background, because in our first lesson, we were just standing in front of the camera. And then I proposed to Landish to be sitting on the sofa. And she said, well, yeah, that sounds nice. Let's try it. So I turned on the camera, put it on the table. We sat on the sofa, and then Landish said something which, like, okay, Daniel, do you have any ideas what she said?
I have absolutely no idea.
So we were sitting on the sofa, the camera opposite.
He doesn't have that such a corrupted mind.
Yeah, exactly. But the fact is, it was not my idea. It was Landish who mentioned it. And that was probably even more surprising, because I could expect that from anyone, even from myself, not from Landish. So anyway,
well,
she said, looks like a porn, the beginning of porn to me. Sitting on the sofa. And then I'm like, oh my god, we can't be sitting on the sofa.
Because it totally did.
I absolutely agree. But the fact is, I didn't think about it. You thought about it. I didn't think about it. Then you told me, and I was like, yeah, we can't start like this. We can't be sitting on a sofa. No way. We have to add a table. And a cake.
And a cake,
and
yes.
And then Landish said, that would be porn on the table.
With a cake.
With a cake, yes.
Well, the video is coming up.
When you said beginners / elementary, I pictured to myself a bloody massacre, because to / means to cut.
Versus elementary.
Yeah. Who wins?
Elementary win. They know English.
Why elementary? Beginners win. They watch porn.
What? Why?
Don't you ask? Don't ask me why. That's what I think.
All elementaries, they don't.
Well, they already study English. They don't have time for it. They don't have time for porn. They have substituted porn with English lessons.
What about the advanced?
Oh, they don't even know such word as P-I-N.
What about me, then?
That is a surprise. That is an exception, okay?
Okay.
The popularity of our group contact is going to increase by far.
All because you are drunk on wine.
We have a fan right now on one of the websites where we publish our podcasts. What's your name? Evgenia, right? So if you're listening to this, Evgenia, it was very touching to find out that we have one fan on the website of our pod. And yeah, I was very happy. I was very happy to find it out.
I think we are going to ask Landish to drink some wine.
It has to be with all of us drinking or none of us drinking.
Yeah, only in that case. I'm not going to drink all by myself.
You won't be. We can share.
A glass or a bottle?
A barrel?
A barrel?
Yes, let's make it a porn tavern.
That sounds nice. I like it. Let's rename our podcast. A tavern.
A tavern.
A tavern, yep.
It will begin not with the music it begins now, but with some folk.
Yay!
Yay!
And we have to start recording in German.
So maybe in Gaelic.
Oh, in Gaelic, yeah.
Yeah. Whiskey toothpaste.
I already like it.
So, whiskey toothpaste, it's from the ad from 1961. Why fight oral hygiene? Enjoy it. Here's real He-Man toothpaste. Best argument yet for brushing 3 times a day. 2.5 ounces tubes flavored with the real thing. Scotch or bourbon. Night before filling on the morning after. Only $1 each.
How many degrees do it have?
I don't know. I don't really know.
Can you get drunk on it?
It says that it's genuine, so they probably did add some whiskey and scotch. It's not just flavor. So I guess, yeah, you can get drunk from it.
As you know, a small amount of alcohol can help you sleep. And all people brush their teeth before sleep.
I would like to try it. Why not?
Mm-hmm. I would like to try Absent toothpaste because, you know, I am brushing my teeth with the paste that isn't there. It is absent.
You are on a roll today. Okay. Asha, would you want a toothpaste with some weird taste apart from whiskey?
Meat.
Meat? Bacon?
Bacon? Bacon, bacon and chips? Bacon and chips or maybe grass?
Grass?
Or grass? Dirt?
Dirt?
Yeah. Dirt?
You are weird.
In Belize, a country in the South America, a construction company has essentially destroyed one of the country's largest Mayan pyramids. Diggers and bulldozers worked at the ancient architecture to extract crushed rock for a road building project. It is not the first time this has happened in Belize, a country dotted with hundreds of Mayan ruins, though that certain profanity was the biggest one. Other places where destruction of historical sites takes place are southeastern Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras. These companies not only show disregard for history, but also undermine scientific research, since the demolished ancient structures had not been completely studied.
Yesterday we also talked about the cathedral that we have in St. Petersburg.
The Savior on Blood Cathedral. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. During the Second World War, it was a dead house. And then it also used to be a warehouse, mm-hmm. where they kept everything they could find in the city of St. Petersburg.
Well, at least not dead bodies.
Yeah.
The Adventures of Kim Jong-un, the Brilliant Comrade. Part 9. Kim Jong-un sneaked into the White House. And the complex security system was never a problem for the dexterous North Korean leader. The secret plans of the buildings he bought for $50 from an ex-Soviet spy has clearly shown to him that there were hidden dungeons beneath it. And he could bet another 50 after the lavish meals he treated himself to for the past week. That was perhaps all he could afford to bet, that his politically precious wife was right there with that evil bastard Barak. Having an extraordinary memory, he made his way to the dungeons, remembering the aforementioned plans down to the detail. Security guards simply did not see him. He was a trained ninja after all, a little bit on the heavy side, but ninja nonetheless. The doors were cracked open. The voices were audible. Mr. President, we cannot find him. He's too evasive. This cannot be happening. For God's sake, he's the clumsy 30-year-old douche who even at the best of times looks like a baby who didn't get his favorite toy. What can he possibly do? This, shouted Kim Jong-un, splitting the door of the dungeon in two halves with just one hit of his right thumb, busting it open and heroically entering the dimly room. And there stood Obama, with his assistant, gloating over poor Mrs. Kim Jong-un. Well, 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 who do we have here? Said Obama. It's me, Kim Jong-un, the unconquerable, said Kim, and made some tricky kung fu-ish body movements. Release my wife and surrender to the great country of North Korea. What Kim Jong-un did not know was that Obama was not your regular man on the street. In fact, he had some highly developed superpowers. To be more precise, two highly developed superpowers. Firstly, he could make people high whenever he wanted in 100-meter radius and even during the TV interviews. That helped him a lot during elections, boosted his charisma, shall we say. The second superpower was more flashy. He was the god of thunderbolts and electricity. He sometimes sent electric charges to other people's electronic devices or any devices they could touch, that is, people whom he did not like. Mitt Romney would never realize what that painful tingling sensation he experienced during the debates whenever he started talking through his microphone was. So angry Obama started sending thunderbolts in his direction. Kim was a flexible kid and could avoid all of them. Suddenly from the back door appeared a crowd of security guards. Kim Jong-un fought bravely, but in the end let himself be tackled to the floor. He heard a strange whooshing sound and saw Angela Merkel teleporting to the room. What the hell is that? Is that some kind of conspiracy? Yelled Kim. Chill out, said Merkel. I won't till you explain all this. Merkel glanced wearily at Obama. It's a bonus type of thing you get when you become a leader of a capital state, mind shots, she said. You know, I have a romantic side, you know, we all Germans do. That's why I decided to go with the teleporting. Putin turns into a Russian version of Hulk and fights bears and sharks. I don't know why, he just seems to be into that kind of stuff. Medvedev was a bit unfortunate. He said he wanted to be like Frost, meaning Frost from the X-Men. And there seemed to be misunderstanding and apparently a certain language barrier, so he received the power of turning into Santa on his will and having a bag of unending supply of presents for kids. How do you get the powers? We kind of get granted by the boss. The boss? Yeah, you know, the Queen of England. She's the one in charge. No one knows what her power is. Some say it's immortality. I want a superpower too. Why can't I have it? Shouted Kim. Well, it comes with a tag, answered Obama. No, son, he heard an eerie voice coming from nowhere. Dad? Murmured Kim. Don't let the capitalist busters lead you astray, the voice said. North Korean heart is strong and it belongs to its motherland. Sure, but Dad, thunderbolt, can you imagine it? No, replied the eerie voice. Don't even think about it. Okay, said Kim Jong-un to Merkel. No, stop it, cried the voice. What are you doing? I knew I should have chosen your brother instead of you. Let's bargain, said Kim Jong-un to two world leaders. He was a cheeky man, in both senses of this word. You are aware that I do have nuclear bombs, aren't you? I will cease our military preparations and nuclear research, pretend that we don't need anything from you but a little bit of money, and the whole world will once again forget that we exist. Everything is great, we disappear from newspapers, front pages, and you regain your reputation and peace. How does that sound to you? Nah, said Obama, I need something else to sweeten the deal. Okay, replied Kim, knowing what they wanted all along. who can have a photo shoot with my father's embalmed body? Just please, he added when the world leaders high-fived each other. Keep it decent, okay? And the two world leaders cheered. Epilogue. So, Kim got what he wanted, and came back to North Korea with his beloved wife. Nobody knows what superpower he chose, and Queen, being a taciturn bitch herself, would not reveal it to anyone. All we know is that once traces from four razor-sharp claws appeared on his door, and that is all. The end.
The Fantastic Linguistov team is now officially announcing the new contest we have. It's the contest of doodles. On our website, you can find three doodles which do not have any text. Mm-hmm. So the task of the contest is to create a funny and original text to doodles so that everybody will like your text and choose it.
Even us.
So even the most random and the strangest ideas are welcome.
Or you can just go and check captions that other people suggested. Just you can vote for them if you want to. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Nothing else to say.
Talk to you next week.
It was very nice talking to you. I shall have a good time with
Thank you. And you guys
have a good time with Pushkin and in Pushkin.
Right.
And being Pushkin. And being Pushkining.
Yeah. Don't forget to Pushkin. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Lots of books and discussions at www.lingvistov.ru.